finding the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 20th of February, 2007. And as I stated last hour, kill the music, my friend. There you go. As I was saying last hour, that a lot of people have problems out there, but they don't have the solutions to solving their problems. The number one problem that people are having, aside from other things, the number one is their financial situation. A lot of people are just overloaded with debt. The credit card debt that, well, I saw this trend several years ago. People usually had, some people didn't need to use their credit card in the grocery stores, but other people were, to buy their weekly groceries. Could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, in the land of milk and honey and the streets paved with gold, we got people financing groceries. Well, a lot of people used their credit cards, and either their job was eliminated or they were outsourced, their job disappeared. Their income just absolutely went in the toilet. Well, there's no free passes. If you lose your job, you can't call up your credit card company and say, hey, I can't make my payments. They'll say, so? Now, how would you like to eliminate your total debt of 75% or more, and that be guaranteed? How about you stop your monthly payments to the credit card companies immediately, right now? And what if we told you you can become debt-free in 12 to 24 months? Would you call me crazy? There's a lot of people that are advertising all over the place for credit card elimination. But we got ensnared, and Mike Fitzpatrick, I never quite told you the story before, my friend, but we went into a credit card consolidation deal, and I'll tell you what, we would have been better off by calling up the credit card company hat in hand and begging on the phone.
It was
an absolute unmitigated disaster.
Wow. I've heard that story more than once. Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, that story, and I can serve a personal testament to that. And the really strange thing about it is that they would try to make deals for you. Like maybe they would promise you maybe 40 cents on a dollar. Well, and that is not the case. One credit card, we had $6,000 on it, and they said, well, with the fees and everything included, your payoff is only $5,200. And I said, what? Well, and I made that one credit card company, they have this habit of going to third-party people that you don't contract with. You have something sent to you that looks mighty official, and well, it's got a legal letterhead on it and everything else. What they're doing is hiring third parties out there to try to do debt collection. And I just called these people up and I said, look, I said, did I contract with you people? And they go, well, no. I said, is my name on anything, any paperwork that your company has generated? Well, no, it isn't. And I said, you know what? You're a third party. Why am I even having this conversation with you? And they went away. But a lot of people can get themselves into trouble by trying to wheel and deal with the credit card companies themselves, as I alluded to at the end of last hour. We're talking today with good friend Mike Fitzpatrick from Integrity, I'll get that out, Debt Options. And there's free consultation on this deal, folks. How would you like to eliminate three-quarters of your credit card debt and not make that monthly payment next month. Stick around. We're going to tell you how to do it.
And today you're showing up in your new car.
This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The website, ladies and gentlemen, which has some very interesting features to it. I was looking around the site today. They have recorded overview of their program that's 25 minutes in length, and they've carved it up into three presentations, so it's very easy to listen to. And, Mike, I'll tell you, a lot of people out there are kind of, they're doing the ostrich thing, putting their head in the sand, but what they don't realize is the largest part of their anatomy when they're bent over like that is sticking right up in the air. And it's got a bullseye on it. Now, we can hide our head in the sands, or we can take the bull by the horns, as they say, and we can deal with the problem. Now, your integrity debt options, please, if you would, for the listeners out there, give some history on this company and how many people you've helped so far eliminate dollar-wise in debt.
Oh, John, thanks very much, and I'd be happy to. And just to be real specific, too, Integrity Debt Options is actually the marketing branch of NAES, and NAES is North American Educational Services, and that is a parent company that, well, you'll notice the word education's involved in there. We're teaching people their consumer protective advocacy rights, and by teaching them, then they're able to, if necessary, litigate. And what I mean by that is, you know, you said earlier that you were dealing with a third-party company in relationship to another business situation where you contracted with a financial institution, and all of a sudden a debt collector showed up on the door. What most people don't know, though, is that on all the contracts signed right now, John, it says that they're assignable. So whether you agree to that or not, that means that they allow third-party debt collectors to pick them up, even if you haven't contracted with them, and a judge would actually side in the favor of the third-party debt collector if you did not have the proper administrative procedure to deal with the whole situation. And I'll say one more thing about that. Most people do not know that 95% of all consolidated efforts, consumer credit counseling, are all underwritten by banks. So when they were monkeying you around, it was the same people who was giving you the grief there.
That you know, Mike, thank you. That's a verifier, because I said this months ago, and I was talking about these credit card consolidation people. And you'd have the slicky guy on the nice little presentation on your television telling you that, oh, yes, you know, we can help you. Folks, let me remind you also that you'll see the ads coming up April 1st or April 15th. What's that day? Oh, that's the infamous report to the IRS. And you'll see some guy out there saying, oh, yes, we used to work for the IRS and we know all the tricks. We can eliminate your penalties or whatever. These guys are not going to be around much longer, because about 67 million people in this country have already figured out that the IRS is illegal and unconstitutional, and they ain't got to pay that debt. And it's a little different story, because you do contract for credit. They give you credit, folks. They don't manufacture anything here. They don't make anything. They just give you a little card, and they keep a regular accounting, and then they add on their usury fee. I'm sorry, their service fee and interest. And that's what you're forced to pay. And quite frankly, I don't know, Mike, I don't know how many people out there are literally, they're hanging on by their toenails, you know,
It's way too many, John. Way too many. Well, you said it earlier. I mean, you really encapsulated it. When you and I were growing up, we would be speechless and literally in shock if we watched anybody that we were related to, let alone knew, go pay for groceries with a credit card. That was unheard of. And now it's commonplace, and it's definitely a symptom of a large problem. And we feel very honored and blessed that we've just started our seventh business. We've helped well over 10,000 people, and this number's very accurate. We're approaching $500 million in debt relief in that period of time. So, you know, we feel pretty good about it. And there's a little news piece out right now. I don't know if you're aware of it. John, I forget the name of it, and I apologize. I didn't bring it with me. It's done by, and hopefully I'm not going to get in trouble naming the BBC. Can I say that?
You can say BBC until your heart's content, sir.
Okay. Well, the BBC is pretty well known as a very reputable, reputable documentations and productions, so forth. Anyway, they documented the third largest bank in the world, which is the Royal Bank of Scotland. And in our, we're at about 13,000 customers strong to date. That I know of, we've had six people come forth and say that dealing with our company avoided them from committing suicide. That's where they were at. Well, the BBC just did a documentary on several families that was the result of their credit card debt and their debt problems. They made a permanent decision for a temporary problem. And it's a very real thing. It's a very sad thing. And we're a very small organization fighting a very big fight. And all it does is motivate us to go out there and help.
Well, and on your frequently asked questions section of your website, integritydebtoptions.com, the question is asked, well, how do I know this isn't a scam? How do I know you people are going to do what you say? And I'm going to read the response right off the website. And the question, how does debt relief educational services compare to debt consolidation or credit counseling companies? The answer to that is consolidation, credit counseling, and other majority of debt settlement companies promise to significantly reduce a consumer's debt or offer lower monthly payments. However, the truth is that they are highly unsuccessful. Just ask me. I know. In fact, we have found that in the vast majority of the cases, consumers find out the hard way that most of the payments they have made to these companies do not go to the original creditor as they have been told, but instead remain with the company to cover their fees. Now, also, many do experience lower monthly payments, oh, that's for sure, but this means that oftentimes they will be now paying this amount for the next 30 to 40 years. The end result is that thousands of dollars in payments have, in effect, been wasted or simply just covering the interest. And when we're talking about credit card elimination debt, we're not talking about consolidation here. People that call you, Mike, you're not going to sit there and say, well, you know, you really should trim your spending or whatever. No. These people, number one, recognize they already have a problem. They're up to their eyeballs in the plastic credit debt hole. They need relief, and they need it now, because now they're choosing to default on their credit cards or maybe make a house payment or a car payment or maybe eat next week. These people are in serious trouble.
No question. No question. John, you know, just again to add to that, what you just said about those comments, and I'm glad you picked that apart. They will lower your interest payments, and then they drag it out for even longer, and nothing really changed. And those are typically the companies that are underwritten by the banks. One of the other processes that we're involved in is something called settlement. And I'll be honest with you, John. I could teach everybody on the phone right now the truth. And I read in a book once, it said that if I knew the truth should set me free. And I guess all I can say to that is if you're not free, you might not know the truth. So anyway, if I tell you the truth about banking, about monetization, about money creation, if I told you the truth that a bank never lent you a dime, that's where your red flags go up, and I could even prove that to you. I can value in publications right now that are Federal Reserve, Bank of Chicago, expansion on deposit and credit bookwork published by the Federal Reserve. Look up Modern Money Mechanics. Go to page 3 and look under Who Creates Money under the last paragraph, and it will tell all of you folks in very plain English. You are the creditor. It says you can go into a bank, deposit a debt note, and write a check against it, thereby creating your own money and spending it. It says it right there, almost word for word, what I just said. I paraphrased briefly, but...
Well, if I can create my own money, why do I need a middleman to manage it or charge me interest?
Well, because that's the big... Well, again, that's they're running the big con, and you know what? They even disclose what they're doing, so it's really not a con because they're disclosing it. So the fact is they've been getting away with it, and the settlement aspect of where I was going with this was we do offer a settlement program for people too, John, because you know what? I could tell them the truth about phony money, and they've been taught to feel guilty. Hey, if you borrowed something, pay it back. Even though they didn't borrow, they might be tempted to say, but yes, but I got something for it. Well, okay, I mean, whatever makes you feel better, we're here to serve people. And we offer a settlement program. Unfortunately, settlement is highly, highly regulated, and right now we're only able to offer settlement in 28 states. But again, that means we can only help, like, millions of people instead of mega millions of people.
Well, yeah, one of the questions that's often asked you folks, how much can I expect my debt to be reduced? And you say that you guarantee that you'll reduce your credit card debt by at least 75%. There's a number of variables that can prevent us from quoting exactly how much we can reduce your individual debt. You go on to say, however, that in many cases we have seen a balance of only 10 to 20% left from the original debt. And I'll tell you what, that coupled with while you're going through this process, that your monthly credit card payments stop. How does that work? That they don't.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Has been considered, and for the people where truly an error was made and they got double charged, it was a data entry error, then what happened was they take it off instantly. And that's in the world of law, legally, that is called a dispute. And that was a dispute resolution process. You said, hey, there's a problem here, and they went, hey, we fixed it. And if you looked under Title 15 of the United States Code, Title 15 USC 1.666 or 1666, you would be looking under the Fair Debt Billing Act. And the Fair Debt Billing Act is law that keeps you as a consumer protected from people who send you bills from charging you too much. John, if I sent you a bill right now, are you going to pay it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't owe it.
You don't owe me anything, so why would you pay a bill to me? And people are out there. We've heard about credit card company losing all these databases and identity theft and again, just simple. I know when I type fast on my keyboard or my computer, I can misenter numbers and maybe I don't check my work. But the bottom line is, if you read that whole paragraph under the law of the Fair Debt Billing Act, it guarantees you that you will not accrue one penalty of interest during the administrative process until it is fully resolved. And I'll go one step further. We teach our clients these laws, and we've had people, we've had financial institutions report them to the credit bureaus, and each report has punitive damages of $1,000 a piece, and we've had people collect on them. They went and sued the banks, and they got paid because they were unjustly reported. So there's definitely law as North Americans, or as Americans, that are in our favor to dispute errors by the banks.
The question has been asked before, does this process affect your credit rating? And as you say, in most cases, once your payments cease, creditors do tend to report negative entries to a credit reporting agencies. But for those clients interested in reclaiming a good credit score, and I don't know why that you would once you learn about the usury and you're already experiencing it, you're pulling out your hair right now trying to figure out how you're going to make next month's bills. Well, Integrity Debt Options is proud to be partnered with one of the leading and most experienced credit repair companies in America, and it'll allow you to reclaim your good credit standing. So, folks, what are we saying to you here today? You can eliminate 75% of your credit card debt. You don't have to make any payments once you sign up and begin this process. If you're worried about keeping a credit card, maybe for emergency uses, guess what? You can still do that because they can go in and get the people to repair your credit on that credit card company. There is an entire list of various options. But the important thing is, folks, eliminating that credit card debt. Because if you're in trouble right now, and you know the economy is slowing down, that's why we do this program every Tuesday with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. We know everything is starting to slide. But do not leave yourself open, because this is a debt hanging over your head. We have told people repeatedly, I have reminded people for the last 10 years, get rid of your debt. Pay down your house. I've told people, you know, that if you add another extra $100 to your mortgage payment per month on your home, you can eliminate half of your 30-year mortgage. Did you folks know that? I've been telling you about it. I've been telling you get rid of your debt. I've been telling you to do that for the last 10 years. This is a way that you can do it and you can have done with it. You don't have to spend sleepless nights on how you're going to pay this bill, pay that bill. You are in the hands of professionals that have eliminated over $500 million in credit card debt. What are you waiting for? We need to put out that number before the bottom of the hour break here.
Fantastic. Are you ready for me to do that now?
I'm ready for you now.
They can call 888-245-7097. And again, that's 888-245-7097.
And when we get back on the other side of this break, I'm going to offer a little package to you folks out there. It's a freebie. People love stuff that's free. Where else can you get stuff in this world that's free anymore? Well, when we get back out of the break, we're going to tell you how you can get the package information from Mike Fitzpatrick here, and we're going to offer a little freebie along with that. And even if you've seen the movie yourself, you may want to sign up if you've got a friend or a relative or a family member that's just chocked full of credit card debt. Well, this will open up their eyes and help them to get back on the road to economic recovery. We'll tell you about that right after this break with my guest today, Mike Fitzpatrick. And the website, ladies and gentlemen, integritydebtoptions.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
For you folks out there that have been listening and paying close attention, we already have your ear about how you can eliminate 75% of your credit card debt. But how do you get the information? Well, you can simply do this, and we're going to do a free giveaway here for you. There's a lot of people out there that have seen the movie Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. Well, Republic Broadcasting Network, in conjunction with my guest today, we're going to make a free offer to you folks out there. You'll get the free DVD, the entire movie, along with the informational package from NAES, and that is free of charge. The only thing you have to do is call 800-724-2719. This does not obligate you in any way, folks. I'll throw the disclaimers in there. You're not going to have people calling you in the middle of the night or in the late hours saying, hey, did you receive our information? Are you going to get back with us? No, none of that stuff. This is not high-pressure stuff. This is a company that's eliminated over $500 million in credit card debt, and you're talking to the main guy right here today with Mike Fitzpatrick. So we're going to make this easy for you folks. You can call 800-724-2719, take advantage of that free offer, or you can email us at julie@republicbroadcasting.org to make your request for the free financial package and the free DVD, the free movie, Freedom to Fascism. Or you can just simply drop us a line here at Republic Broadcasting Network at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. By the way, Mays is spelled M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we'd be happy to do that. Folks, I've had, like I said, I've had experiences with credit card consolidation companies. It is no fun. And when they tell you, oh, yes, we can reduce your debt, they don't tell you how much. And then you end up with third-party people banging on your doors and calling you and harassing you. It is no fun. Go with professionals. They know what they're doing. They've eliminated $500 million in credit card debt out there. Why are you waiting? Just give us a call here today at 800-724-2719, and you can get that free package. Or you can call, and that phone number again is 888-245-7097. You can call these fine folks directly, or you can call us here at Republic Broadcasting Network at 800-724-2719, or email us at julie@republicbroadcasting.org. Or just drop us a line at RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas. That's two words, folks, Round Rock. There really is a Round Rock here in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Let's go to the phones here. Woody in Pennsylvania. Hello, Woody.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'd like to ask your guest a couple questions, if I could.
Shoot. No, maybe I better rephrase that. Go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, you remember me, John.
Yes, I do.
What I'd like to know is, number one, I use a credit card only for ordering over the phone, and I don't have a bill. I pay it by the month. Sometimes they even have a credit in there. Is there any advantage to me from anything you're doing?
In regards to?
What amount on your credit card are you talking about here, Woody?
Nothing. I don't owe them anything.
Okay.
Because I pay it by the month.
Okay. I don't think, Mike, you can answer that, but Woody,
no. If you don't have any credit card debt, then we wouldn't need to help you, sir.
Okay. The other question is, my girlfriend owns her own house, and
okay,
she still owes time on it. She isn't in trouble with it. She pays monthly and actually pays ahead sometimes.
Okay.
But is there any way to bring the time limit down or bring the amount down?
Well, sure. You mean John mentioned earlier one of the best ways is to make extra payments.
Well, she's actually doing that. That's what I'm trying to find out, is what the procedure is that would help get it quicker.
Well, you know, I can guarantee everybody this. There are, this is another symptom of this very large problem of debt and borrowing where, you know, I don't remember when it started, you know, between 5 and 10 years ago, it became very, very popular to reorganize all of your debt, those high credit card interest debts, onto your mortgage debt and get a lower payment. And the problem with that was that people did get rid of their credit card debt. They added it onto their house debt. And then they started back up with those old bad habits with these little plastic things. Well, here's what people are doing essentially when that happens. And what they're doing, and hear me very, I'm going to say this very slowly. People are securing unsecured debt. A credit card is a completely unsecured debt tied to nothing. And when you put it to your house, you have just anchored and secured that unsecured debt that really in the big picture cannot hurt you, other than your credit score that makes your insurance payments go up. It affects, you know, getting rentals, things of that nature. So can I help you get your mortgage down faster, earlier, quicker, better? Other than paying it off, I'm going to say no, because that is a secured item. And if you start messing with the mortgages, even though they fall under the same banking principles, they take that thing a little more seriously. It's a house. And that's a can of worms that we will not open.
Okay, well, she does have, she refinanced it but got it down to 5.5%, and it's not one of the ones that can be bumped back up.
Oh, you mean the adjustable rate mortgages?
Right.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's great.
That is a good rate. Woody, I don't know if I'd mess around with that one.
Okay, well, the only question I had then, the only advantage is to paying off the principal quicker.
No question. If you can make as many principal payments as you can, sure, you're going to save yourself a boatload of interest usury rates.
The only thing I would caution you on that, read the contract and see if there's provision for early payoff on that. Most banks, when you do a mortgage through a bank, most of them will accept early payoff because they've recouped their money. What do they care? Longer term, with the way the market is, the jobs out there in America, the financial situations, if you've just entered into a 30-year mortgage, I don't care what type of mortgage it is, you need to get that debt off your back as soon as humanly possible, unless you want to go live in a tent someplace.
So really, there's no advantage to calling you people. The only thing to do is just actually pay more money quicker.
Right. Yeah, he deals with the credit cards, Woody, not on mortgages on homes.
Okay, that's what I was trying to find out.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Wes in Arkansas. Hello, Wes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
If you have an automobile loan with XYZ Bank, and you also have a card with XYZ Bank, and you were to go into your system, how does one affect the other? Is that going to go by the individual bank?
The question is then, if you've got a credit card that issued through a bank and you've got a car loan through the same bank, will one adversely affect the other? Mike?
The answer is it might, and that's a great question, Les. Thank you so much for asking that. The specific term that what that's called in the banking world is called cross-collateralization.
Exactly.
And what we would ask you to do, that if you came to us and says, hey, Mike, we really need your help with this credit card thing. I do have a potential liability here. What we would do is we would actually review your accounts and your contracts, and we would find out if it's a cross-collateralized bank. Some are, some aren't. So we'd make that determination for you before we ever began any administrative process with you, and we would let you know.
Well, if that is the question that I need to ask, actually, I know it's kind of crazy, but the banker is my best friend, and he could probably answer that if I knew to ask that question and would understand why I'm asking.
Yeah, I wouldn't see, though. I mean, if you have a car loan through a bank and you've been on time with your monthly payments, if they're issuing a credit card through that bank and you're doing a elimination process on your credit card, I don't see where they would mess with you on the car loan, because all they have to do is look at the credit rating or the reporting on that account for your car, and if you've been making the payments, hey, something is better than nothing. I don't foresee them messing with you.
I can see it both ways, but also there's a little bit more to it. I guess I should just tell you quickly, the bank is actually taking over collecting duties for another bank. The card was actually started at ABC Bank, and now XYZ Bank has taken over the duties. There's another level of complexity.
Wes,
there.
You didn't contract with this bank. That was sold off, and that bank bought it up. You didn't contract with that bank.
Yeah. So I'm not sure quite how that'll play.
Well, it's interesting.
We'll find out.
That may be a point to bring up. Look, I didn't enter into a contract with you people.
Your guest seems like a tremendous guy. Seems like a super nice guy. I understand where you're coming from. I've looked at all of this. I've looked at the home situation with, the mortgage elimination and all of this stuff, and I've seen all this stuff. So many of them fall on their face, especially.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, no, believe me, I understand. I've dodged that bullet. But
I
will say this.
Thank you for your kind words, but I do want to make one statement. It's been our experience that between 30% and 40% of those accounts are cross-collateralized.
Right.
So most of the time it's not. But one third of the time it is, and that's worth some careful consideration.
Okay, and now a little bit of feedback. I'm not getting on here to bring negative, onto you or your organization, but I did call a couple of months ago. It was around Christmas. I spoke to a gentleman in Colorado at the office. we actually played phone tag for about a week. I asked him to call me back. And, you know, I heard the spiel, and I don't mean that negatively about, you know, the no pressure, but I got hammered on by that individual. I spent time in the car business, and I have rarely seen people pressured as hard as I was pressured from that individual over the phone. And I actually told him in a whole lot of four-letter words where to go over this deal. And I've looked at it. I'm listening to you today, and I'm willing to, you know, take, you know, go back in this and take another shot. But I, you know, as some feedback to you, I don't know how much control you have over the individuals that are, you know, repping your product, or if you just hand these leads to someone. But I think it bears mentioning that if you don't have total control over these individuals, there are some individuals who, or at least one, who is not representing you very well.
Oh, Les, I can't thank you enough for those, for bringing that to my attention. That means you you really do care about us. Thank you. So, you know, and to answer your question, of course I can't control anybody. However, if you read my agent contract, you would know that it's a strike one policy, and it's literally it's strike one, you're out. And if we hear about something like this, we just we wish them luck on their new ventures.
I appreciate that.
And Wes, it keeps him it keeps his ship tidy. I mean, I've had an experience here, and I'm sure you're aware of, in the last month where I had individuals that were right under my own roof that weren't acting, let's say, in my best interest.
Yep.
So
well,
that does,
again, I mean, someone might have had a bad month, and you know what? It actually might have been a brand new person, which those are typically the only people we've ever had problems with, because most of my sales reps have been with us 5-6 years. Most of them have needed to eliminate a boatload of their own debt, and they have. Now, if you were, Les, if you were to call that 888 number now, the guy who would call you back, his name is Steve. He's from Tennessee. He is my top sales rep. He's about as nice as a guy as you'll ever meet. And as far as no pressure, he even talks people out of it. Better wait and make sure this is the right thing, because again, he's been at it so long, and he's busy. He doesn't want the wrong person in business. But
I understand.
That's a guy that before 9/11 was worth many millions of dollars in real estate. And 9/11 put him into the tank, and he needed our program out of it. And he's as good as they get.
Well, and I'm reading, and you can go, ladies and gentlemen, to the testimonial section on integritydebtoptions.com, and you can see a picture of Steve there in a short story.
Yeah, there it is. That's
yeah,
the guy.
He was producing over $2.5 million in sales before 9/11. Well, after 9/11, he had to sell off his assets. He sold his apartment building, took a big chunk of money out of the home equity. He used $160K on credit cards to keep things afloat. Well, he became a customer of Integrity Debt Options, or more specifically, NAES. And he not only became a fan, he's now working for the gentleman that you're hearing on the program today. So I think that's a pretty strong testimonial.
I agree, and I appreciate your words. And I just, you know, I want you to understand the situation. It's definitely not a slam.
No. We appreciate free feedback like
yeah, on,
that.
On my behalf of that, I sincerely apologize. I'm glad you're dialed in. And if you're willing to give us a second chance, we'd be honored to live up to your expectations.
All right, Wes.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, just a little short story, Mike. The reason I opened up Republic Trading Group, a subsidiary of Republic Broadcasting Network, is because I know gold and silver is going to be real important as an investment tool for a lot of people, literally survival. And I got tired. I had one guy that was advertising with me, and most of these guys are unscrupulous, high pressure. They'll sell you anything, promise you anything. And I got real sick and tired of it. I got tired of lame excuses. I got tired of the high-pressure phone calls going out to people to listen to this network. And I dumped them and opened up a Republic Trading Group with a standing order with the brokers. Most of these brokers that work for other companies get about 8% of commission. So you figure they get 8% and the rest goes to the house. So it's to their advantage to try to sell as much as they can to you. You know, nail that fish while the bait's still fresh on the hook. But their interest is in their pocket and putting the biggest commission rate in their pocket. I told my brokers, I said, under no circumstances, and I don't care what circumstance it is, I want you selling no product for any more than 10% markup. And if the deals are big enough, everybody out there plays the game. You end up, usually if the deal's big enough, you end up with a couple of points in profit on the deal. So, I know what it's like, and I got real sick of that, Mike. I got real sick of people out there professing to help other people. And I would say simply this, that buyer beware. Call around. Do your homework. Don't make any moves until you are satisfied that it is the right thing to do.
Bill, no question about it.
Bill in Pennsylvania, you're on. Hello, Bill. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I had a comment and a question. The comment was there was a caller a couple of callers ago that was asking how to reduce his mortgage for his girlfriend's house.
Something. Woody in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Now, don't you have like an advertiser on your RBN that some kind of a mortgage reduction program? I don't know the name of it, but I know I've looked at it on the internet before where they say you can reduce like your 30-year mortgage down to 7 or 10 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, don't you have an advertiser on your network? I'm certain that you do, or you did, at least up until...
You know, this is embarrassing, but I don't know specifically the person that's advertising, because the advertising is taken care of through another department.
Okay. All right, well, that's all right. So could you hold me over for my question?
I will certainly do that, Bill.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Yeah, my faw-paw here. That is interestreductionsolutions.com, and their toll-free number is 800-281-5094. My fault, Bill.
That's where he needs to go.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, my question was, now I have a friend that she took out a $10,000 cash advance on a credit card, and it was like at a 3 or 4% interest maybe in that vicinity, and she missed one payment. And, of course, that jacked her interest rate up to about 25-plus percent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is basically, well, the way I look at it is kind of a scam anyway, because they're just counting on somebody accidentally missing a payment or being a few days late.
And it happens.
So, I mean, how legitimate is this? Is there some way around this, aside from going into the plan that your guest has on there? Or is it something that she is just saddled with and there's no hope for...
That's a good question, Mike.
Under this.
Yeah, Mike, that's a good question.
It's a great question, and you know how sad but true that the arena that we're involved in is that there is not one other organization on the planet that you can sign a contract with and that they can change the rules as you go. A contract's a contract, and the only financial business contract on the planet that can manipulate itself like it does successfully with judicial support is credit card agreements.
Of course, fortunately,
most of them in 2001 put a little addendum in there, and what it said was many of them put either an arbitration clause on there, which is still not a valid contract. So if you know how to fight it, we can deal with that. But the other thing that they did was, it's not just one late payment with your banks. If you make a late payment with your insurance, with your utility bills, with other types of institutions, and it gets any of them get reported, all of your credit card payments will get jacked up to 29%.
Well, but they do have a disclaimer or whatever in their fine print that tells you that. But I guess my point is, I mean, can the person get around this, or are they pretty much stuck with that? Could they, like, arbitrate with their credit card company or, you know,
yeah,
protest?
Does it fall under I guess the question he's asking, Mike, does it fall under the same guidelines of credit card debt elimination here? Can she dump 75% of that debt off of her back?
Well, you know, John, actually, I got to be honest with you. The reason why we put 75% guaranteed up there, because people wouldn't believe us if we told them we'd get rid of 100% of it.
Does that answer your question, Bill?
So she could get rid of 100% of her debt.
No problem. Here's what I'm going to tell you, though, sir. If she's dealing with Discover Citibank or American Express, I'm going to say there's an 85% chance that she's going to get sued. And my question to you now is, if she's going to get sued, will she literally show up in court with a legal document? We'll give her legal documents, the kind that have, you know, all the columns just right and, you know, all the periphery in there that looks like a legal document. And we'll teach her all the legal language on what to say, but she'll still have to go stand for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And if she won't stand for herself, then you know what? She probably should do a settlement program and take a very passive approach to this. But if she is sentient enough to stand on her own 2 feet, if she's got a college degree, she's got what it takes to go fight this, and we can help her.
Bill, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We're out of time. 888-245-7097 to call these people direct. You want to take advantage of the free DVD. Freedom to Fascism, along with their information package, just email us at julie@republicbroadcasting.org or call